This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no official day when this ends.
Oh.
Like, it's not marked on the calendar. Mm. And we all used to be on the same page, but as the weather stays warmer for longer,
yeah,
it can create tension.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the bum, the crumb bum,
yeah,
that sets the wrong trend in your neighborhood. But at the same time, if you're the only one doing it, well, what's the point?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. We told you yesterday that forecasts say there will not be a day below freezing, at least the way they're seeing at it.
Yeah, right now.
Until at least December,
mm-hmm,
which means it's possible we don't get traceable snow in Rochester, New York for the whole month of November.
So you could go through Thanksgiving dry.
Yeah, you got it. And we didn't get any in October,
mm-hmm,
and we didn't get any in September, and it's not what we're used to. So it's great that you don't have to shovel your driveway or deal with the rush hour, snow, whatever.
Yeah, a little snowdrop.
But it now creates a problem in your neighborhood.
Why?
Because something's been going on down the street from you, Kimmy.
Yeah. Because we, you know how, like, I feel like a neighborhood kind of comes to a mutual agreement, like, okay, lawn mowing season is over.
Yes.
Now we are on to shoveling season, or, you know,
raking
season.
Yeah, mowers have gone away. Retire your mower.
And for the most part, like, I think everybody, it seems like everybody's given that up already. I haven't heard too many lawn mowers out and about, but we do have one, one neighbor who's still out there, like, every couple days, mowing his lawn.
Wait, couple of days?
Yep.
Oh, what happened, Mister? What happened, Mister Lawn?
Well, I can see once a week, but every couple of days,
getting out shine.
Like the one day we even go, wait, is he out there again mowing his lawn? He's mowing out there mowing.
Have we all decided, other than this man, that we're done mowing for the season? Because I'm not mowing
like,
my lawn.
Maybe you got one more mowing, but like to keep it a regular thing, I was surprised to see at this point in the year.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, you're not a lawn guy.
So apparently neither are you compared to this gentleman that Kimmy's
about. He's putting everybody to shame in terms of lawn maintenance. I don't know
right
how much it's needed.
You're raking, unless you're using the mower to suck up
the
leaves.
Well, no, because he blows the leaves, too, so it's not...
So he's cutting his grass.
Yeah.
Are there other people still cutting lawn mowing lawn? Because I haven't mowed my lawn in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it's dead.
Yeah,
it's,
I quit.
It's done.
I quit.
It's dormant for the season.
And even if it wasn't, I quit.
Yeah, we're blades down.
I'm not mowing my lawn in November. That's not going to happen. We don't do that here. I don't care how long the weather stays nice. I'm done.
Unless there's a benefit that I don't know about.
Oh, maybe you should read up on it. Well, you got to learn to read first, so that's going to take some time. Maybe there's a picture book that could explain it to you. The mower goes vroom. The grass is green. Tommy is cutting the grass. So, what, are you still mowing your lawn right now?
We do the leaves.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. But I know guys in my neighborhood that have those catch bags in the back on the riders.
Sure, yeah.
So they ride around and just pull up all the leaves, but they're not blading up the grass.
Blading up. Shut up. Don't try
they're blades down.
Don't try to make mowing the lawn sound cool, because never in a universe.
Gotta go drop some blades.
Shut up. Everyone shut up. Like, Kimmy, have you guys stopped mowing your lawn?
I think, the last time My husband mowed the lawn was maybe like a couple weeks ago.
But now you rake.
We don't get too many leaves, so it's not bad. But yeah, then then they come and suck up all the leaves. So once they say they're coming, we'll go rake all the leaves into the front.
Because like, there's a covenant here that we all have to observe.
What's that?
Right? Like, this is the greatest transition time of the season, because not only do you get your weekends back not having to mow,
yeah,
right, it also coincides with the best sports of the year.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Everything's going on.
Yeah. College football's really heating up. You got the NFL, biggest game of the season on Sunday with the Bills and Chiefs, right? Hockey, basketball, that's all going on.
College.
Yeah. Like I said. So all of those things are now free for you to enjoy on Saturday and Sunday instead of having to spend the day on the lawn. And once that stuff starts, I'm done. I'm not doing it. And you can't make me. And if there's someone in the neighborhood, because it kind of, I get the impression, Kimmy, that this guy is like doing it to try and set a trend for the rest of the neighborhood.
Or he just really likes using like his lawn tools, because he will also, like he blows the leaves for like hours, and I'm like, your yard's not that big, man. Like, what are you doing out there? I think he's just blowing them in different directions because he likes to use the blower.
Now, it might be another reason he's out there, because he doesn't want to be inside the house.
He lives alone, so.
Oh.
With nobody else.
Man. So, this is a single guy?
Yep.
Yeah, this is shame. He's all out. He's out there to shame.
He needs help.
He's out there to shame. That's what this is. God, guys like that piss me off. Like, live your own life, man. Don't drag me.
Well, he is. And hold on. He is living his own life.
No.
You're the one without a life if you're pissed off that he's mowing his lawn.
No, but you know why he's doing it. It's the same reason
it's
you do what you do.
It's the most annoying sound, too. You know? After a while, you're just like, come on, dude. You got to be done with the blower by now.
And that's another great part of, like, the fall days is the peace and quiet of the outside of that cool, crisp fall weather. And as soon as that mower starts up, as it says in Tommy's picture book, the mower goes vroom. Right? Like, you've knocked that serenity out of my neighborhood.
All right.
No, I hate this guy. I've never met him, and I hate him.
I think he also, and I could just, you know, this could just be a coincidence, but he does always seem to do it once everybody's home from work. Like, it's always, like, later in the day. You know what I mean?
Well, that's when he's home, though, too. If he's getting
look at you defending him.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I don't know. He's home during the day a lot, so could do it during the day.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
As we talk about, you know, the weather staying warmer into November, we haven't had any snow yet. It looks as if we may not get snow in November at all. Mm-hmm. When you stop mowing your lawn now that the weather is kind of changing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the guys that go out there and do this to try and force the hand of everyone else in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the yardman.
Yeah. What do you get out of that?
Well, personal satisfaction but the place is buttoned up and it looks right.
No. I mean, it's one thing for you to go and do it for your own lawn because it looks nice. But if Kimmy's correct here that he's waiting for everyone else to get home to, like, shame other people into doing it, what do you get out of that? What do you get out of everyone else having their lawn mowed?
That I don't know. Maybe because you look like you're on top of it.
Yeah, like
you're
maybe he thinks people admire it, you know? Like maybe it's not so much to shame other people as it is, hey, look at me, I'm nailing my yard work.
No, but nobody cares.
You're right.
Nobody ever cares.
But do guys that do that, though, think that people care?
Other guy, you don't care, period, but because you don't care about your yard.
No.
But I do.
No, but that's what I mean. I know you care about your yard.
Mm-hmm.
But you've admitted on this show, never have you driven by a yard and been like, that yard looks nicer than mine. Mm-hmm. It's never happened. You think yours is the best, even though it's obviously not. There are far greater lawns in the greater Rochester area.
In my hood, baby.
Okay, so the fact that no man is going to admit that lawn looks nicer than mine means all of this work that you're putting in to try and make other people jealous is for nothing, because I don't care if your lawn looks nicer. You do care, but you're not going to admit that his lawn is nicer than yours. So what's the point? Thank you.
All right.
And no, and I'm talking to you when I'm having this discussion right now. You're wasting time. You're wasting the precious few moments you have left of your life. It's all coming to an end.
Yeah, but I want a nice looking yard to drop dead in.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing good. Sun is shining, right? It's middle of the week, and Bills are going to win.
Yes.
I got two neighbors that are like this, and what drives me nuts the most is that they literally will take all day to do everything. Well, one guy gets out his riding mower, then after the riding mower, it's the hand mower to trim around, then it's the trimmer, now comes out the blower. So the guy's out there for like 6 hours, and here's the worst part about it. After he's done, the other neighbor starts. So now it's another 6 hours, right?
It's 12 hours.
It's 12 hours of full-on lawnmower.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there at night. I'm telling you, they'll be out there with headlights on their foreheads shining down so they can blow the leaves around. And it's like, the worst part about it is I'm on a dead-end street. It's a quiet street, except for these guys cutting and blowing and weed-whacking and everything. Me, I'll tell you what, I get on my riding mower. We all got like half-acre property. So big I get spreads. On the riding mower. I'm out there for 45 minutes in high speed, and I'm rolling around. I'm done. I'm back inside drinking scotch. I just don't get this whole out there with the scissors manicuring the lawns to do what? The worst part about it, they never spend any time in their yards.
Oh, good call.
The only time
you're out there is when they're cutting, trimming, blowing, whatever. It's like,
see, Pat, they're blowing and trimming.
Trimming and blowing,
pissing off Rammer.
Sounds like a new song for the album. I don't know. I just think there's better things to do than to spend all day.
Yeah, like calling radio stations. Breaking it down.
Yeah, but see, I'm doing the whole double work thing.
Rammer, you don't have to defend. It's a joke, Rammer. It's a joke, Rammer.
Yeah, I'm multitasking over here, right?
Rammer,
you can't multitask, what's the point? Anyhow, maybe they're just trying to get away from their wives. That's why they're outside.
Possibly. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Oh.
If you can't multitask, then what's the point?
Well, let me put it this way. Yeah. If as a suburban dad you've lost Rammer, you're in the wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
you know what I mean? That's a $4,000 doorman right there.
He's sick of hearing your lawnmower, too.
You've lost America.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Here come the dads. This comes in from Bill.
Yeah.
Bill writes us, the point of doing it out so everyone can see it is so everyone knows what the standard is for the neighborhood. It comes down to property value. I need your house to look nice so my house looks nice. Two problems with that.
What's that?
Bill. One, you selling your house?
Mm.
No? Shut up. Two, the way that the market is right now, you could set your house on fire and make $80,000 more than you bought it for initially. So shut up with the property value stuff. God, I hate it.
Mm.
I also don't get the point of, because like in the city, like they come and they suck up all the leaves, but they'll tell you, they'll let you know ahead of time when they're doing it.
Yeah.
They probably do that in other towns too. But I don't get the point of, and some people in our neighborhood have done this, like they've already put their leaves in piles before like all the trees have dropped leaves. So I'm like, you just did all that work when one windstorm could come through and blow it all to crap.
You're right.
And you still have to rake it or blow again once all the trees actually lose their leaves. So why not just wait until they're all there?
And let's not discount all the neighborhood kids riding their bikes and jumping into your piles of leaves, which is going to infuriate you.
That does piss me off.
And we did find out last year that the more eco-friendly thing to do is to just mow your leaves into your lawn.
Yeah, just let it rot right into the lawn.
Yes, no, it's, I mean, it's...
Rot.
No, it is. It's fertilizer.
You can do that a little bit.
No.
I don't know if you have a ton of leaves, like if you have layers of leaves.
Yeah, he would just mow them.
That's what I do. My lawn is lush.
Well, you don't
lush.
Have that many trees, though.
I have no trees. Yeah. But sometimes leaves get in my yard, like three or four of them, and I chop them
up. Take that leaf. Cut it out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.